Okay, the boy Isai. Today's daf is daf Mem Tes. And we're holding on Mem Ches Omid Beis, 4 or 5 lines from the bottom of the Omid, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Zu Divrei Reb Shimon. What is the Zu referring to? What Reb Shimon are we talking about? So if we go back to Mem Hei Omid Beis. Mem Hei Omid Beis. Steve, welcome aboard. Shlomo. Where Mem Hei Amid Beis, 4th line from the top, says the Mishnah, Amr B'Shimon, L'madam Adoyman, L'sholish Chatzeres HaPsuchos Zu L'Zu, U'Psuchos L'Rishus HaRavim. 3 Chatzeres, open to each other, open to Rishus HaRavim, Irvushtayim Imam Tzores. The ideal situation would be that all 3 should make a common Erev together. However, that would be a utopia. Unfortunately, that was not the case. What happened was, the 2 outside ones made an Erev with the inside one. Let's make it simple. You have A, B, and C. The A is the one all the way on the right, C is the one all the way on the left, and B is smack in the middle. Okay. And the A made an Erev with B, and C made an Erev with B. But A and C did not make an Erev together. So what's the din? Says our Mishnah, Erev Ushtayim Imam Tzores. A with B and C with B. He muteres imohen, the middle one, meaning B, is mutter with them. Vehe muteres imoh, and A and C are mutter with it, with B. Ushtayim achitzoynes azur azurim zu, but A and C are usher with one another. Now, what do we say that they're mutter and usher? What does that mean? That's referring to carrying. That's why you make an Erev. Now, we're not talking about Eruv Tchumen here. We're talking about Eruv Chatzeros. And therefore, people want to be able to carry on Shabbos. Because A and B made an Erev, A can carry with B. Because B and C made an Erev, B can carry with C. However, A and C cannot carry one to the other because of the fact that they didn't make an Erev together. So that's the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah.
I think I asked this question a few years ago and I didn't get an answer yet. When A and B make their Erev, how they're one with Shus. So when C and B make an Erev, perforce C, B, and A are making an Erev because A and B already made their Erev. And it's not happening to Pasachas.
Keep on going.
So when the first 2 chaseros make a common Erev together, mm-hmm. Now they're one Rishon.
Right.
So when the third makes an Erev with the middle, he's already making it with both of them. Why is that not a valid Erev of all 3?
The question that you're asking is an excellent question. And when we learned in the Mishnah, I told you that sounds like the type of question that the Gemara is going to ask. And in fact, it was already asked in yesterday's Gemara. If you turn back to Mem Ches Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud, Ushtayim Hachitzoynois, Freit Yimar Vamai, 4 lines from the bottom. Kim the Arvi Lehu.
Thank you.
Chitzoynus Bahadi Yam Tzoyis, Havi Lehu Choda. Right, isn't that your question? Then Yimar gave 2 answers of Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. Ayin Sham. Getting back to our Gemara for today. So now, let's remember again very clearly so that we shouldn't get confused. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says you have the 3 chatzeres. A made an Erev with B. C made an Erev with B. A and C are Asur, but A and B are Mutter. And C and B are Mutter. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Zudiv Reb Shimon, Avachum Oimrim. Rishus achas mishtameshes lishtei rishuyos, avaloishtei rishuyos mishtamshoyos. You have to add the extra tough based on the Bach. Mishtamshoyos lirishus achas. What does this mean? So what Rav is saying is the chachamim disagree. We don't have any chachamim in our Mishnah. So therefore Rav says there is a chachamim that disagrees with Reb Shimon. That chachamim would probably be Reb Yehuda because that's the prior Tana that we had in the Mishnah. Okay, so what did the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold different than Reb Shimon. Now, let's think about clearly what does Reb Shimon say in the Mishnah. A and B made an Erev. Now, what happens? Can the A people bring in food to the B people? Yes, why not? They can carry. They made an Erev. Can the B people take the food to A people? Sure, they made an Erev. Similarly, can C bring in to B? Yeah, why not? They can bring in Kalim. They can go and bring in Svarim. They can bring in food. And similarly, B can do the same to C. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Says Rav, the Chacham disagree. And they hold that it's a one-way street, not two ways. Steve, in Eretz Yisrael, they call it Dutzdadi. If it's mutual, if it goes both ways. That's Reb Shimon. According to Chacham, it's only one directional, meaning that A can bring in food and kalim and svarim into B. But B cannot reciprocate and take food and kalim into and svarim into A. And the same thing applies to B and C. C can bring in stuff into B, but B cannot take out food items and other stuff into C. Azoi shteitu. Uh-huh. Now what's the svara for that? Why does it only work in one direction? After all, you make an Erev, shouldn't they be merged together? What's the issue over here? So Rashi explains that the reason for this is because while A and B are on the greatest of terms, C and B are also on the greatest of terms. And A doesn't allow for B to get too close to C. C doesn't allow B to get too close to A. Each one is in a bit of a tug of war and schlepping B to themselves. So A says, I'm going to be mishtamish with B by bringing food and kalim and etc. into B. But B, don't go over the line to C. You're on my side of the line. And similarly, C can bring stuff into B, but B says, stay away from A. I want you to be together with me. Now, of course, we don't mean literally that A and C say that. But what we mean to say is by the koyach of the Erev that they made, A and B are now united as one, B and C are united as one, but there is that friction between them because C says, you're A united with B, I'm united with B. And similarly, A says to C, you're united with B, I'm united with B. Now, of course, if A and C would get together, then it would be one big happy family. But I guess that would be a utopia, and that's not happening. So if you take a quick look at the Rashi over here, the Ein Beis Yishuv, well, first let's look at the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Aval Chacham Oimrim, three lines from the bottom, Rishus Achas Mishtameshes L'shtei Rishuyos, that means B in the middle is Mishtamesh for both A and C. Both A and C can be Mishtamesh in B. That's the Rishus Achas, that's the A. Mishtameshes, it is available for the shimush of A and C, that both of them can bring in food and kalim and gemaras and the daf. But the other two, A and C, are not the ready recipients of any type of shimush, of any type of food, kalim, svarim, that the B people want to bring to A and to C. Now, let's see pshat in that. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi starts off, Rishus Achas Mishtameshes L'shtei Rishuyos. That's five lines into the Y lines of Rashi. So to Rashi, Kalim Sheshavsu B'chitzoinois Mutaris B'mtzois. Kalim that were in A and in C, you can bring into B. Tzachitzoinois Le'irvu Ela in Zu. After all, C went with B and A went with B. So that's fine. Ve'en Rishus Acheres Meshchos L'tzaracher. There is no counter force that's pulling it in another direction. So therefore, A and C can bring their stuff into B. Vein bid yeshuv mishtam yeshuv zachas of Rashi the kivin. The shtechi tzaynis lo irvu yachad. Las is yeshuv achas. El reshuyos chaluko is hein. Unfortunately, the two separate reshuyos. Vein koyach ben tzoyis li yishtamesh. Loi bizu veloi bizu. B cannot be mishtameshes neither with A nor with C. Why? Dizu meishchosel lekan. A says B, you're on my side. Vizu, and C says to B, Moshe Chaslakan, you're on my side. Ushnei Diurin Liyavinullah, and to the middle B guys, we're not going to give them two separate makomos of residence. Vidame Ki'ilu, he, Mehach Chosrach Hitzoinish Liyiva, Bahadi Idach Hitzoina, Bois Rasa. And therefore, when A, when B wants to go and join with A, C stops it. When B wants to go to C, then A stops it. Each time the B people want to go to one of the two sides and say, I reside over there, me B, I want to be with A. Say, C, no, you cannot be with A, you're one of our guys. And same thing is, if B wants to go and take Kalim and food to C, A says, you're unzera, you're one of our guys, you can't go to C. So bottom line is, the Chachomim are a slightly diluted form of Reb Shimon. Everybody agrees that A and C can't get together. They didn't wear Ma'arav together. Everybody agrees that A and C can be mishtameshes with B. They both can bring in food. They can bring in kalim. They can bring in svarim. They can bring in the daf to B. The question is, can B now take out to A? And to C, says Reb Shimon, yes. I'm sorry, says Reb Shimon, yes, you can. According to the Chachamim, you cannot. So the focus of the machloikas, according to Rav, between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim is, can be mishtameshes with A and with C. According to Reb Shimon, yes. According to the Chachamim, no. This is what Reb Yehuda said in the name of Rav, because as you know, Reb Yehuda first learned in the yeshiva of Rav. When Rav passed away, Reb Yehuda went to the yeshiva of Shmuel. And Kiamrita Kamed Shmuel, when I, Rav Yehuda, repeated this shtikl Torah of Rav to Shmuel, Amali, David, we're on the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, top line, thank you for joining. He said, Avzu David Reb Shimon, said Shmuel, what you've said now, Rav Yehuda, is beautiful. But this is not the Chachamim speaking, this is Reb Shimon speaking. It's Reb Shimon that distinguishes between the A's and the C's coming into B, but not allowing B to be mishtameshes with A and with C. That's Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon. Av Chachamim Oymen Shloshten Asuris. All three are Asur Zeh Lo Zeh. And the reason why all three are Asur is because the A people say, B, don't associate with C. Those are not nice guys. You're on my side. Therefore, B is stuck. A, its partner is not allowing it to mishtamish in C. C says, B, stay away from A. Those guys are not reliable. They're not honest. Stay away from them. So then B is stuck in the middle. It's a chamer gamel situation. And therefore, all three are osur ze im ze. Now, the Lashon HaMishnah stims a little bit better according to Rav than according to Shmuel, because if you go back to Shmuel, if you go back to the Mishnah on Mem Hei Amid Beis, welcome aboard David Reese, welcome aboard. If you go back to Mem Hei Amid Beis, four lines in Omer Reb Shimon Lema Adav Adoyim L'shon L'shchatzeis U'psuchas Zuluzu U'psuchas Rishus Rav Irvu Shtayim Imem Tzoyis Hi Muteris Imohen. Oh, it seems to say it's very clear that it's dutz tzadi, it goes in both directions, that both the outer two can mishtamish with the middle one, and the middle one can mishtamish with the other two, which of course is the simple pshat, and that's how Rav learned. But Shmuel says, no, 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 only the two can be mishtamish with the middle guy, the A and the C can mishtamish with B, but B cannot be mishtamish with A or with C. But the Lashon HaMishnah is very clear. He mutarisimah hende mutarisimah. So Rashi doesn't go through the explanation, but the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains according to Rashi that the pshat according to Shmuel in Reb Shimon is that he mutarisimah means that after A and C deposit their kalim or their food or their svarim in B, the A and C people can take it back home. Don't think that it stays there for the entire Shabbos. That they can go and take from B is not B's kalim. B has got to stay at home. I mean, we say to stay at home, B can go out to shul, and they can go and learn, and they can go and daven, and they can learn the daf. That's all one. And they can walk to A, and they can walk to C. They just can't be mishtamesh, which means they cannot carry. So we have to be careful in the way we express ourselves in this Gemara. When we say mishtamesh yom, mishtamesh nesh, it's all referring to carrying, so we shouldn't get carried away. So the way Rabbeinu Peretz explains the Gemara according to Shmuel, according to Reb Shimon, when it says in the Mishnah that the two outer ones can mishtamish with B, that means that they can bring their food, their kelim, their svarim into B. And when it says in the Mishnah that B can be mishtamish with them, not that B can take its kelim out to them, and not their food, and not the svarim, garnished, because B is stuck in place. Rather, that the A's and the C's can take back the remaining food, their remaining kalim, their svarim. So that's the dutzadadi, the mutual expression over here, in that A and C can bring in, and A and C can bring out, but the B guys cannot carry from into A, and they cannot carry into
C. It would seem that they would put some other onus on the B, because he has a relationship with A and C that they don't have among themselves. So he would have to keep the kaling separate from A and C.
They have to be careful that they shouldn't mix and match.
They don't get mixed up and sent back to the wrong person.
And 100% correct. They would have to be concerned that there shouldn't be any conflict or any confusion with the kaling. So now we have Shmuel, and now the Gemara is going to bring a raya to Shmuel. Tanya Kavosit of Yehuda Aliba de Shmuel. What's the raya? Says the Brice Om Reb Shimon. And we start again like in our Mishnah. L'mah ha'dobe doyme. L'sholesh chatzeris ha'psuchay zu lezu. U'psuchay zu reshus adam. Ir vushtayin imam tzoyes. So far, word for word, it's been just like our Mishnah. But now the Brice says, zu mevil mitoich beis avoy cheles. The A's can go and bring food from their home into B. V'zu mevil mitoich beis avoy cheles. And C can bring in their food to B. Zumachzeres moisu teich beisa. Oh, like we said, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, the A's, whatever is left over of food and kalim, they can retrieve and take home. Vizumachzeres moisu teich beisa, and the C's can take stuff home. Now, notice it doesn't say anything about the B guys. The B guys just sit there, you know, sheval tasa. They can't bring to A, they can't bring to C, they can only get their food for themselves. All three are asur zeh bezeh, just like we said at the top of the Amud, according to Shmuel, Pshat and Reb Shimon, and Pshat in the Chacham. Now, not only is this the Pshat based on the Braisa, but says, Va'az Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel also goes l'shitosoi. The Amud Shmuel. Shmuel says in the following case, which is similar to our case, but not the same. Instead of three chatzeres next to each other, you have two mavois and one chatzer in between the two mavois. You have a mavoi on the right, you have a mavoi on the left, and you have a chatzer in between. What happens now? Says Shmuel, chatzer shebein shnei mavois, the chatzer in between the two mavois. Irva im shneiem, if it made an erev with the other two, asura im shneim, then it's also together with the other two. Now what does that mean, that it's also with the other two? It means that it cannot go and have, can't go and take any of its food or chafetzim into movi 1 or into movi 2. Again, we have movi on the right, movi 1. Movi number 2, which is on the left, a chotzer in between. Irv im shneim, if the chotzer in between made an erev with movi 1, it also made an erev with movi 2. However, 1 and 2 had nothing to do with each other. In other words, a similar case, just like in our Mishnah. Then the chotzer in between Asurim Shneim cannot go and carry food from itself, from the chotzer, into Mavi 1 and not into Mavi 2. Why? Because that's how Shmuel learns Pshat in our Mishnah as well. That B is stuck there in the middle and is being thrown or being schlepped from both sides by one and by two. And so therefore, the B'nai Chotzer in between cannot be metaltel, cannot carry any chafetzim, either to the right Mavoi or to the left Mavoi. Now, Loi Evim Shneim, what happens if it didn't make an Erev with either of the two? Oiseris al Shneim, then this middle Chotzer asers on one and on two. What does that mean? It means that internally within Mavui 1 they made their own chotzer, or I should say they made their own Erev, or really Shituf Mavui. Shituf Mavui means just like you can make an Erev, five people live next to a common courtyard, a common chotzer, they make an Erev. If you have two or three or four chatzeros that all open up into a common Mavui, you remember from the beginning of our Masechta, a Mavui means a very narrow type of street, like an alleyway, if you will, and then it depends on whether it's a Mavui Mefulish, ain't a Mefulish, if it's like a cul-de-sac, if it's open on both sides. But the point over here is that you have multiple chatzeros, and so to be able to go and carry within Mavui 1, from Chotzer A to B to C to D, or into that Mavui, they made their own Erev, they made their own sheet of Mavois. So normally that would be fine. But there's a problem. There's this middle Chotzer guy that didn't join into that Shituf, into that Erev. And unfortunately there's Drisas Raglayim. Drisas Raglayim means that there's traffic that goes from Chotzer in the middle to the right Mavui, as well as to the left Mavui. And the people in the Mavui that go to the middle Chotzer. In other words, again, it's traffic going in both directions. So because the Chotzer was not Ma'arev with A or with B, that is with Mavui 1 or Mavui 2, then all of them become Osir to go and carry even internally within Mavui A or within Mavui C or Mavui 1, Mavui 2. There too they cannot carry within the Mavui itself because the middle Chotzer is interrupting and interfering with their ability to be able to carry. Why is that? Because there's traffic from the Chotzer in the middle that disturbs the people living in Mavui 1 and the people that are living in Mavui 3. If you'll take a quick look at the Rashi, Lo Irv Im Shneim. Rashi is basically parallel to where the Gemara begins the wide lines. See where the Gemara begins the wide lines down below? Rashi is one or two lines higher. Lo irva im shneim. Lo irva lo yimzu v'lo yimzu. If the middle chotzer didn't make an erev with anybody. Oiseres al shneim. Melahoitzi mechatzroisein lemavui. Even from their own chatzerois to their own mavui, they are prohibited. We're talking about a situation that throughout the week, from Sunday to Friday, people in this middle chotzer used to walk into Mavui 1 and into Mavui 2, and therefore Oisrasa and Kinemifarish. If in fact the B'nai Chotzer would only typically walk and carry into only Mavui 1 or only into Mavui 3, and in fact it would not Aser after all. So getting back to our Gemara again, starting the line that begins Loi Irva Im Shneim, that line is parallel to the Toisis M'nei She'enim Mitzuya. So it says in the Gemara, Le'irvim Shneim, if the middle chotzer was not ma'arav with either one or with three, Oiseres HaShneim, it asks both one and three from being able to carry internally within those chatzers. Hoyisim Yechad Regila, Ubi Echad Ein Regila. What happens if the chotzer people, although they had entrance and exits to both Mavui 1 and Mavui 3, but nevertheless they typically only had traffic to Mavui 1. It was much more convenient to go to Mavui 1 rather than Mavui 3. is be'echad regila, be'echad ein regila. Zesh regila by osir, the one that's rogel, it's osir, because that's the one that is the typical day traffic. So therefore the b'nei chotzer asir on the b'nei movui one, because they didn't make an eruv together. Zesh ein regila by number C, where they don't typically go in and out, or I should say movui two. Zesh ein regila by mutter, then it's okay, then it's fine. So now, what's the Azeh Shmuel Itameh? The Shmuel Itameh is that first part of the Halacha, that Chotzer Shevein Shleim Mavois, Irvim Shleim, even if the middle one did make an Erev with Mavoi 1 and Mavoi 3, Asurim Shleim, still the people in the Chotzer cannot be Mishtamish, they cannot carry from the middle Chotzer into either Mavoi 1 or to Mavoi 3, because this is Shmuel's Pshat according to Reb Shimon. And Shmuel is paskling like Reb Shimon in our case. Why is he paskling like Reb Shimon in our case? Because, says the Gemara, Shmuel Litame, that Shmuel said a couple of blad ago, that halacha kedivri hamekel be eruv. And in our case, in the machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, Reb Shimon is the mekel. Because Reb Shimon is the one that says that at least Mavi 1 can carry into the Chatzir, and Mavi 3 and Mavi 2 can carry into the Chatzir, so the Chatzir guys can carry out. But 1 and 3, or 1 and 2, can carry into the middle Chatzir. Ah, so that's Reb Shimon. But according to Rabbanon, Kulan Asurai Zuam Zu, right? Shloshan Asurais. So therefore we pass him like Reb Shimon, and therefore that Shmuel Litani. But now we're going to continue talking a little bit further about this case. Omar Rabba Barafuna, Irve im Sha'ina Regila boy, Hutta Regili Atzmai. What Rabba Barafuna is saying is, even though Shmuel just said a moment ago that if it typically, the middle chotzer, typically its foot traffic goes into Movi 1 and not into Movi 3, that it only answers Movi 1, it doesn't answer Movi 3, says Rabba Barafuna, if you wanted to, you could go and turn things around. Well, how can you turn things around? If the middle chotzer decided to be ma'ariv with mavoi number 2, so they've made a union, then huter regili atzmoi. Then, even though the people in the chotzer still have foot traffic throughout the week into mavoi number 1, Mavi 1 is no longer violated by the people living inside the Chatzar, because the people in the Chatzar have now united as one with the Mavi 2 people, even though that's the Ein Regila Bayit. But now they've reestablished a new relationship, and therefore, even though the people in the middle Chatzar have the right of way into Mavi 1, they don't disturb it, and therefore Hutta Regila Atzmai, the Regila that made its own Erev, can go and carry internally within itself. They are not disturbed by the foot traffic of the Chatzar in between. V'yama Rabavuna Meshmur, im irva regil yatzmai, v'ze she'ena regila boy loy irev, v'hi atzma loy irva. What happens if the Movi number 1 made an internal Erev, or Shita Muvois? They did a great job, they did fine. Number 2, the other Mavi on the other side did not make an Erev. The Atzma and the middle Chatzar also La'irva also didn't make an Erev. So again, you have the three Rishuyais. Mavi 1 made an internal Erev. The Chatzar didn't. The Mavi number 2 didn't. Doichen Oisa Eitzel She'en Regilabai. We go and take the Chatzar in the middle and we push it towards the Ein Regila, and say, you, the middle guy, the Chotzer, you didn't make an Erev. Movi number 2 didn't make an Erev. You guys unite together, stay together, so that the people in the first Movi should be able to go and carry on this Shabbos. Okay, going Zed, this type of situation, Koifan Almida Sedoin. What's the Koifan Almida Sedoin? Because we go and tell the 2 and the 3, meaning the Chotzer in between, and Movi number 2, you guys anyway didn't go and make an Erev, so you don't want to make Erevs? Fine, you're entitled not to make an Erev. But Movi 1 did make an Erev. Don't disturb Movi number 1's rights. Let them be able to go and carry. And therefore, they can, in fact, carry. Now, there's a machloikis between the Rishonim, when the Gemara says, Koifel Midas Adayim, that we are doicha oisa eitz v'chein regilabai. Does that mean that we tell the people that live in the Chotzer, don't step foot in Movi number 1? Or just does it mean, of course they can continue walking back and forth. It's only halachically that we say that the middle chotzer has merged, in a sense, temporarily with Movi number 2, by the fact that neither of them have made an Erev. But that doesn't disturb the people from the chotzer in between, walking in both directions, they can continue walking. So the Ritva, in fact, says that when the Gemara says Koifel Midas Adoyim, and that we're doicha oisa eitz and regilabai, we don't mean that on a practical level. We mean that on a halachic level. That Avada, the people in the middle chotzer, can continue walking back and forth the whole day from chotzer in the middle to Mavi 1, no problem. All we mean to say that we deem them to be the chotzer in the middle and the Mavi number 2. As if they've united, and therefore we won't disturb the ability of the people in Movi 1 to carry back and forth. However, Rabbi Yoimisin, who is a Rishon, respectfully disagrees, and he says, no, in fact, we tell all the people in the Chotzer, you don't want to make an Erev, but don't disturb the people in Movi number 1, don't walk in, you stay home, or walk today only to the Movi number 2 people and not the Movi number 1 people. Okay, I know that was somewhat challenging. You put two dots over here, we're starting a new sugya, which is much easier. Om Rav Yudah Mishmur, Hamakbid al Eruvoy, Ein Eruvoy Erev. What does this mean? We have, for instance, 5 people that live together in the same chotzer. They go and collect from each person enough for 2 sudas. Let's say each one gives 1 large Italian bread, and they go, or a large challah, and they go and put them all together in the homes of 1 of the 5. Now, they put them together in 1 large kli, and you keep them there over Shabbos. Now, what happens if 1 of the 5 people says, everybody in this chotzer can take from that bread and eat from it, and eat from that challah, except for Yankel. I and Yankel do not see eye to eye. We constantly have disagreements. I'm Republican, he's a Democrat. I believe in the right, and he believes in the left. We never can see eye to eye. I don't want him eating from my Erev. Says the Gemara, HaMakbed al Eruvay, Ein Eruvay Erev. If somebody shows Hakpada vis-a-vis the other 4, and says, I don't want him to go and eat from my challah, from my bread, the Erev is off. Why? Because Ma Shemoy, Erev Shemoy. The whole Inyan of Erev means being together, merged as 1. And the word Erev has another definition, and that means pleasant. Like we say every single morning in the Birchas HaTorah, B'harev no Hashem lekenu es dibrei teroscha b'finan. Harev is a lashon of making it pleasant, making it kishmak, making it nice. If I cannot live together with Yankel, I don't want him to eat from my bread, and I don't want him to eat from my challah, that's not a simon of pleasantness. That's a simon of a person who is either very stingy or is having a dispute, unfortunately, with Yankel. So therefore, no Erev. And Rav Chanina on my Ruva Erev, Rav Chanina says it is a good Erev. Elishanikra mi anshe vardaina. This person is called a negative name. He's one of the vardaina guys. A Vardaina, Rashi says, were people that were very stingy and were very, very close-minded, if you will. I'm a Republican, I came to work with a Democrat. I'm a Democrat, I can't work with a Republican. Forget about it. Anji Vardaina, they were difficult people, if you will. But the Erev of Maisa is a good Erev. Okay, isn't it difficult, but they followed all of the requirements. Everybody put his chalas there into the basket, so it's fine. Another Rav Yudah Mishmur. If a person takes his Erev and he doesn't put it into the same basket as everybody else, but he puts it into a second basket. In other words, the person came around collecting together all the chalas from all of the 5 residents, And one of the five says, I'm not going to put it together with everybody else's challah. I want that our challah should have social distancing. I'm going to go and put my challah into a second basket. Oh, by doing that, that already it makes it Einoi Erev. Frey Timura, Einoi Erev? Kiman, who holds that way? Kibay Shammai. Are you okay, Barry? You're right? Okay, we'll continue to share. Fush Leina feel well. Kiman L'chari Kibay Shammai. Tisanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Chamishi Shigovah Seiruvon, five people that gave together their food for an Erev, V'nasnu V'shnei Kelim, they didn't put it together in one kli. They separate into two separate Kelim, V'shami Oymer, Ein Ze Erev. No good, the Erev is no good, you gotta merge all the foods into one kli. V'shul Oymer, Har Ze Erev. So now, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, by saying that if you split your Erev and put it into a second kli, Ein Erev, he's passing like Beis Shammai. Is it possible that Shmuel is passing like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel? Doesn't make sense. Says Yomar, no. Shmuel says, I can learn like Beis Hillel as well. I feel the same Beis Hillel. Ah, Kalikam Beis Hillel, Hossam El Demal, Yon Lemana V'ayater. That's only the case where they filled up the Kli and it overflowed. Right? We have five residents. We have one large Kli. The first person put in his challah, and the second person, the third, and the fourth. By the time the fifth came around, there was no room left in the kli. So they had to put it into a second keli. Says Beis Shammai, no good. It's got to be in the same kli. Better buy a new kli. According to Beis Hillel, it overflowed. What am I supposed to do? I can't go and squeeze the challahs in. They don't fit. It's kosher. Aval heich de palgi niflig. However, if you started off like that, that resident number three said, I'm not putting my challah into this kli, I'm putting it into another kli. I'm a social distance. I don't want anything. I want 6 feet between my challah and your other challahs. Then, Lloyd, then everybody would agree, even Beis Hillel would agree, that would not be a good erev. Faith of Atati Lamali, the Chayyim of Yehuda Mishmuel, is saying the same halacha twice. The first halacha was, if he's makbid al eruvai, I don't want Yankel to eat from my eruv. And halacha number two is, I want my eruv to be in a separate basket. Both of them show a level of hakpada. So why does Shmuel have to repeat this twice? So number three, I'll tell you why. The Yashmin and Hossa Mishim Dekopid. In the first case, he says, I am makbid, Yankel, don't eat from my eruv. But in the second case, he didn't say Yaakov can't eat, he just wants to put it into a separate kli. I would think it's okay. The Yashmin Hachem would say in the second case, he starts off on the wrong foot by splitting it and saying, don't put it into kli 1, put it into kli 2. But in the case where he puts it together in the same kli with everybody else, even though he has hakpada vis-a-vis Yaakov, I might think it should still be a kusha erev. Tzricha, both cases are good erev. Omli Rab Abba Rab Yehuda Bebei Matzar to debate Rab Zakai. Rab Abba said to Rab Yehuda, when they were standing in the Bebei Matzar, Bebei Matzar is a press, either for wine or for oil, debate Rab Zakai in the home that belonged to Rab Zakai. And he said, Niyom Shmuel HaChodik HaSeruvei Eine Erev. Are you going to tell me that Shmuel said that if you split up the Erev into a separate kli, it's not a good Erev on Shmuel? We keep on talking about five residents, that each person has to go and put his pas into the same kli. Says Shmuel, only four people have to put their bread into the kli. The owner of the actual house where the Erev is being placed, he doesn't have to go and put a pas in. And the svara is very, very simple. Because the reason why, according to Shmuel, an Erev works is because everybody is considered to be a resident of that place. In other words, the other four people, by putting in their chalas, it's as if they now reside in that first resident's house. Well, guess what? The first resident lives in that house. He's the one that bought the house, or he's the one that has the lease with the landlord. So he doesn't have to prove himself by putting a pas into the kli. He lives there. So he doesn't have to put a pas in the kli. Okay, so that's what Shmuel said. There's a pas. He doesn't have to contribute the pas and put it into the kli. So now the Gemara says, "My time." What's the reason why? So the Gemara initially says, "I'll tell you why," because obviously the one that resides in that house has his own pas, and his pas is in his bread box or is in his bread basket. He doesn't have to take it out from that basket and put it into the collective basket. Just leave it there. That's fine. So he'll have his basket with his bread where he normally puts it. He lives there. That's where he puts his bread. And the other four people put it into a separate box or into a separate basket. Ah, so says Gemara, La Mishum, how does it work? Mishum de Omar, the Kima de Marach Masala. Since the resident of this house placed his pas in his own sal, in his own basket, so it's as if it's lying in the communal basket together. So Achanami, the same thing. Kiven de monach besala, since the person who is contributing one out of the five, who's contributing his pas, has it in another kli, kiman de monach Achanami, we should deem it as if it's in this kli. In other words, Yimar is asking a stira Shmuel on Shmuel. Shmuel said a moment ago that if you, one of the five residents, puts his pas in a separate kli, possible, no good. You have to merge it into one communal kli for all five, or at least for all four. How? But the other Shmuel says that if you happen to be the resident, the one that actually resides in that building, then you don't have to go and put your pas into the communal basket. You can keep it in your own basket. Why? Shmuel just said now that everybody has to put it in the same basket. Amalei hasam alfa bishein pas. My time at the kula hachan diary. Even if the resident in whose home you're putting all of this communal pas, what happens if he doesn't have any bread? He only has matzahs, or he only has cake. What did was it King Louis or Marie Antoinette said? Antoinette, if they don't have bread, let them eat cake. You don't have any bread, eat cake. And if they don't have cake, let them eat mushrooms. And if they don't eat mushrooms, they'll go and buy lettuce. They'll eat something else. He doesn't have pas. It's a big deal. The point is that the resident in that, of the owner of that residence, he doesn't have to contribute anything towards the communal Erev. He owns that property. That's where he lives. So therefore, don't go and say, you see from that Shmuel, then that person who lives in that property, he can keep his pas in a separate basket. And you don't have to merge all of them together in one. No, that's not the reason. He doesn't have to contribute anything towards the Eidah because he lives there. It's the other four that have to go and bring their pas together in one basket and place it in his residence. Okay, now the question is, exactly how does this whole Eidah work? You have five people together. Now, we know that it's ultimately as if all of them live together in one house. Remember, min haTorah, there wouldn't be a problem, because this chatzar in the middle is not a rishus harab. It's a private rishus that belongs to these five. It's midrabanan. The Rabbanan said that since five separate individuals, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, each one has rights to this middle chatzar, so this chatzer is like a mini rishus harabim vis-a-vis these five. We won't allow them to carry from their homes into rishus harabim, into this chatzer, because it looks like a shtikl rishus harabim. But if you make an eruv, and therefore it's not five owners of this chatzer, it becomes merged as one owner of the chatzer. No, one owner of the chatzer is rishus yachid. He can go and carry back and forth. So how does the Erev accomplished that? So you have a machloikis. Omeshmul Erev Mishum Kinyan. By each one bringing challah or pas and putting it in the basket and delivering it to resident number one, it's as if they're paying some sort of mini rent. And that rent is that they're bringing the challahs to that home and they're asking the owner of that home, we want to go and pay a small amount towards your lease obligations or towards your mortgage, and therefore we want to be temporary residents for Shabbos, and we're bringing our chalais as such payment. And the Gemara asks the obvious question: if you're telling me that the Erev is Mishum Kinyan, that everybody's paying for the right to reside there over Shabbos, it'll be much simpler if you pay money instead of paying a pass. Let everybody put a quarter, let everybody put a dollar. What are you talking about giving a pass? Says the Gemara, you're right. In principle, that you should be able to do that. When is an Erev Koina? Always at the time of Bein HaShemashes. Bein HaShemashes is Friday night. People are not walking around with dangling money in their pockets because they put their money away before Shabbos. They don't have the ma'a available. But they do have pas available. So when you have a young fellow knocking on each door 5 minutes before Lechtzin and saying, please contribute to the Erev, you don't give him money because everybody put their money away, but they go and give him pas, they put it into the basket. What happens if one of the five, in fact, did still have a couple of coins? And he says, here, take 50 cents, take a dollar as my contribution to this week's Erev. Says Yomar, that's not going to help. Because what the problem is, says the Gemara, that once you're going to tell people you can use money, many people will think, well, since Eidah Mishum Kinyan, the best way to do it is to pay money, and I'm going to give money. And what happens if people do not have their change at the last moment before Shabbos? Sorry, I have no money. Like, you know, when the person goes around with a tzedakah pushka, and you say, sorry, I forgot my wallet at home, I have no money with me. So, tell them, okay, put pas into the pushka, put pas into the basket. I never heard of that, I always give money, I never heard of giving pas. So people are going to forget that the Chachamim were misaking that you can go and give pas, and therefore we don't want this kilkul to occur, and that's why we tell them, give pas, don't give money. And this way we won't have to worry about people thinking that the mo'ah is the ikr is the money, and they'll forget about pas, they'll realize that you can go and be ma'arab with pas.
For a non-Jew who lives in the Chatzar, we do use money.
That's correct, but that's not because we merge with him. To the contrary, we don't want to merge with the guy. We say Shalo Yasani Goy. Rather, what we're doing is we're asking him to allow us to use the chatzer, and he says, man, why should I allow you to use the chatzer? It's my chatzer just like you. We'll pay you a dollar. Is that okay? Fine. For a dollar, no problem. You can go and use my rishus in the chatzer. So it's not that he's merging with everybody else. He's still on his own. He's still the Gentile. However, he allows us and authorizes us to take over his portion in the chatzer over Shabbos. So it doesn't work mitzad Erev. It's as you said, it's mitzad tzchilus rishus. Rabba Omar Erev Mishum Dira. By giving a person bread and putting it into his house, Rashi says that a person lives where his food is. You cannot live without food. Rashi says, "Da'atay shel odam al pitoy, v'havelu ki'ilu daira b'hu beisa." If you put your food into somebody else's house, your mind is on your food. You cannot live without food. Only for 24 hours, mention tonight, we're all going to live without food for 24 hours, 25 hours. But otherwise, you can't live without food. So wherever your food is, that's where your heart is, that's where your home is. Aha. So that's why, that's how the Erev works. You put all the food into Reuven's house. You all live now in Reuven's house over Shabbos. So the Freitim on my Benayah, the Chayyim, both reasons sound very, very similar. Here you're paying, so to speak, for leasing this guy's house partially, and therefore you are now a subtenant in this house for Shabbos. Or because you're living in the house because you, your food and your heart and your home are together in one place. Ma'i b'nai, what are the halachic differences? Says Yimor, the three. Ikki b'nai. Number one, kli. Number two, pochem mishava pruta. And number three, kota. What are these three? Kli, says Rashi, is what happens if instead of giving pas, and instead of giving money, you made a kinyan chalipin. And you go and say, here, I take my handkerchief, or here, I take my crystal cup, my crystal bowl, I leave it in your home over Shabbos, and this should be in exchange for my right to use your house, or to use your chatzer, and that would be his kinyan. His kinyan is not by paying money, but by kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin, as you know, is typically made with a sudr, with a handkerchief, but real kinyan chalipin is an exchange, one item for another. So if you let me reside in your house over Shabbos, I will leave this kli with you over Shabbos. My nice becher, my nice watch, whatever it happens to be. So, according to the first man diyama that holds his mishum kinyan, chalipin is a kinyan. But the reason, according to the second man diyama that holds mishum dira, that doesn't show that that's your dira by lending him or giving him this kli temporarily. The second pshat of pachah mishum apruta. What happens if the bread or the two sudois that I put into the basket were worth less than a pruta? Today it's hard to believe because every bread costs at least $2, $3, $5, depending which bakery you go, where you live, etc. Even a little roll can cost you twice a dollar, 75 cents, depending where you live and how big the roll is. Fine. So how could it be that two seudai should be worth less than a shava pruta? What happens if that's the case? Two seudai are less than a shava pruta. So according to the first man, the Yomar, I don't have a kinyan, because the minimum of a kinyan has got to be a shava pruta. According to the second man, the Yomar, Mishum Dir, two sudas are two sudas. If food is food, I live here, I'm going to stay here over Shabbat. And the final one is the Gabi Cotton. Cotton means, if the cotton is the one that is collecting the food items together and bringing it together in one place. If you're telling me that he is making a kinyan, a cotton can't make a kinyan. He doesn't have enough mental capacity halachically, because he's a cotton, he's not a bar das. But if you're telling me that's Mishum Dira, he's saying, everybody come in, you can all live in house number one, in Reuven's house, as long as you all contribute towards the Erev. So he collects the Erev, the pas, in the basket, brings it over to the residents of Reuven. He did a great job. You don't need a person who's bar mitzvah, because he's only acting as the FedEx messenger, as the mailman, and therefore that's the Erev would be a good Erev. So three nafkimis. Omli Abaye l'Rabba. L'didoch kasha l'shmul kasha. Rabba was the one that said that the Erev is Mishum Kinyan. I'm sorry, Shmuel said Erev Mishum Kinyan. Rabba said Erev Mishum Dira. Says Abaye to Rabba. L'Rabba l'didoch, according to you, is Shver. U'l'shmul kasha, according to Shmuel, is Shver. What Shver? Hotanya, the following braisa. Chamish shigavu aseiruvan. Kishahein moylichin aseiruvan l'mokim acher. Echad moylich l'kulon. What is this all about? So here you're talking about an Erev that's going to be used for two functions. How does that work? First you have five people that live around a chatzer, and they all want to be able to carry in the chatzer. So they go and put together the Erev like we've been speaking about until now. One basket, everybody puts in their pas, and they leave it in the residence of Reuven. Now, besides their chatzer, there's a chatzer next door. And those b'nei chatzer of the next door guys, they want to be able to carry in the mavui. And they go to chatzer number one and say, would you guys also allow to carry in the mavui? Of course they love to carry in the mavui. So they go and take now that original Erev that they put together, and they use it now for a second purpose. Not just only to be able to carry in this common courtyard, but that for two chatzeros to be able to carry in the common mavui. So it says in the braisa, chamisha shegavu seiruvan. Five people already collected together, in other words, they already donated their pas towards their Erev. Kishayim moylichin es eruvan l'mokim acher. If they've decided now to expand the koach of this Erev, to include now the other chatzer, to be able to carry in the other chatzer as well as in the joint mavui, then echan moylich l'kulan. Now what means echan moylich l'kulan? Says Rashi, he doesn't even have to go and carry over that original basket with the communal pass. He can go and be mezaka everyone with his own pass. He can go and say, okay, leave all of the pass in Reuven's house, and I'm going to go and take a separate pekel matzis, and I'm going to represent everybody in the other chatzer and in the mavui, and we're going to make a collective shituf mavui together with the other chatzer, and echad moed l'kulan. As we state in the braisa. So now asks Abaye, who knew to kakani v'suloi l'chayr? It's only this nice guy that's taking his pekel matzis and says, yes, I'm willing to unite with the other mavui, with the other chatzer in this mavui. He knew the kakani v'suloi. Only he should be able to be kohen, because he's the only one that's giving the pas. Nobody else. He's the only one giving the matzis. Who need the Kodayim Mesulai? He's the only one that's establishing the residence, and not the others. The others stayed home. He's going and acting as a representative. How does that work? As we afraid to buy it. Amalei says, Rabbi back, loy the dikasha, loy the shmul kasha. The kasha that you ask is not a kasha whatsoever. Shlichus the kulu kolavid. He's just doing a shlichus. It's like any shlich shall adam kamoisai. Anytime you have a mishalech and a shlich. The whole purpose of shlichus is the mishalech should be able to stay home. And therefore the other four stay at home. And they authorize the fifth guy. And even if they don't authorize him, it's because it's always to the advantage of people to be able to go and carry on Shabbos. That's why they're Erevin all over. And that's why he can go mimizak everybody else. He acts as their shliach. So therefore they all now combined have paid towards the Erev. So it's Mishim Kinyan. Or all of them have combined to say that we're going to reside elsewhere. So it works Mishim Dir. So that's the end of that discussion. Bottom line is, how do we conclude the initial discussion that we started off today? Machloikis Reb Shimon and Rabbanan about the three Chatzeirois. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Choma, Amar Gagui, Amar Rav, Alocha K'Reb Shimon. We pass him like Reb Shimon. Then what did Reb Shimon say in our Mishnah? That A can carry with B, and B can carry with A. C can carry with B, and B can carry with C. Masha Enken, according to Shmuel, Shloshna Surahs, all of them that, according to Shmuel, according to Rabbanon, all of them are Asr. Now, it doesn't say clearly in the Gemara, when we say Aloch Reb Shimon, is it like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, or like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Meaning, remember when we started off today's Gemara, we had a machlokes, what does Reb Shimon really hold? According to Rav, Reb Shimon holds, it's Dutzadi, it's mutual. A can bring in food into B. B can take food out into A. Mashenken, according to Shmuel, even according to Reb Shimon, it's only the A people that can go and bring the food into B, but the B people cannot take food and take it out into A. So which way is Reb Choma Bar Guria saying? He's saying it Amar Rav. No, Rav Lishitasai holds, in fact, according to Reb Shimon, that it goes both ways. A can carry into B, B can carry into A. B can carry into C, C can carry into B, just A, and C, unfortunately, cannot carry into one another. Says Rabbi, pass on the scripture. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is very Gishmak. Gemara is up to Mishnah. Mishavo baderech. A person is traveling. V'choshkolei, and it's getting late. And he sees he's not going to get home in time before this man. V'hoyimakir ilon oigeder. And he knows and he recognizes that there is a tree or a wall. V'yomesh v'sasi tachlev. I want my shvisa, I want my mokim shvisa v'shabbat should be under that ilon or geder. Lo yomakor. Shvisasi v'yikore, but I want my shvisa to be in the trunk of that tree, or I guess the middle of that wall. Then it works. What is this all about? So, it's very, very simple in terms of the fact situation. A person has been running home. He wants to get home in time for Shabbos, but unfortunately he missed his plane, he missed his train, he missed his bus, whatever. He's now walking and running as quickly as he can. And now someone tells him, Mister, it's Bein HaShmashas. Think where you want to live now for Shabbos. So he sees with his binoculars, or it's not that far off, 2,000 amos, it was close. Oh, I see that tree there. I see that wall there. That tree or wall from where I'm standing is 2,000 amos. The tree or the wall to my house is another 2,000 amos. Exactly. And since we're allowed to go and walk 2,000 amos in Shabbos, and if you make an Eruv, you can walk 4,000 amos in one direction. So what does he say? I don't want my Eruv to be here where I'm standing now, because I'm going to be stuck here. But rather, I want that my Eruv should be koina by that tree. Oh, so then, from here to the tree is 2,000 amos. From the tree to home is 2,000 amos. Wonderful! He should be able to get home. And in fact, if he says that I want that my shvisa should be be'ikaroi, that means in the trunk of the tree, It works. He gets home, everything is beautiful. But what happens if he says, Shvi sasi tachtav, I want my shvisa to be under the tree, without identifying any particular part of the tree, says the Mishnah, loy omar klum, it's zero. Now the question is, what does that mean, zero? We're going to have a machloikis in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Stay tuned to the machloikis as we finish the Mishnah. So start again, just very quickly. Start again the Mishnah. Mishnah b'derech, a person is traveling. Choshkeloi, it's getting very late. V'yimakir ilan aygeder. He sees an ilan aygeder that he knows is exactly 2,000 amas from where he is standing. The young man, he says, Shvisasi tachtav. My makim shvisa, my resident should be under this tree. Loya maklo. Zero. What that zero means, that'll be a machloikis Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. Shvisasi bi koroi, not shvisasi tachtav. I want my shvisa to be at the trunk of that tree. Mahalach mi mokim ragla bat ikrei alpayim amma. He can walk 2,000 amas until the trunk. Or mi ikrei bat beisei alpayim amma. He can walk another 2,000 amas from the trunk of the tree home for 2,000 amas. Nimtu mahalach mi shech hasheikar bas alafim amma. Baruch Hashem, he's able to get home at night. It'll be late. He has to walk 4,000 amas, but he can get home because he has an eruv. What happens if Eina Makir is Eina Boki Balocha? What happens if Eina Makir means he sees the tree and the wall, but he cannot determine whether it's 2,000 amas, or 2,100 amas, or 3,000 amas, or 1,500 amas. He doesn't know. Eina Boki Balocha, or he didn't learn the daf, he didn't learn Mesechtis Erevin. The Amish Visasi Mimkoini, my shvisa should be where I'm standing at this point. Zochel Mekoim Alpayim Amal Chol Ruach, he gets 2,000 amas in each direction. Well, that we've had many times. But the chiddush of this Mishnah is, and people have asked this since the beginning of the Masechta, when you get 2,000 amas, do you get a circle or do you get a square? Says the Tanikama, Agulo is Tivra B'chnina Ben Antignais. So therefore, you go and draw a square wherever this person happens to be. Draw a square, and the radius in each direction is going to be 2,000 amas. Or 360 degrees. You can go in any direction, north, east, west, south, or northeast or northwest, at any degree. Each time he always gets 2,000 amas, make a nice circle around it. The Chamayman Merubois, Ketav Merubas, you get like a square. And this is square where the circle is inside the square, Kedishihei Nisker Lezovius. And therefore he gets more than the 2,000 amas. Where? If you're going to a corner of your square, right? If you're measuring, you're standing in the middle of the square, and you're going directly north, you get 2,000 amas. Directly south, 2,000 amas. To the east and to the west, 2,000 amas. Now, if that's the case, you have a square. What happens if he wants to go diagonally? He wants to go northeast. Okay, if you go diagonally northeast, since you're talking about a right square, so it's going to be more than 2,000 amas. In fact, since it happens to be right squares, and you get to the famous theorem of A squared plus B squared equals C squared, so if it's 2,000...
2,828.
I'm sorry, how much?
2,828.
Thank you. So Reb David has shared with us that you won't have 2,000, but you're going to have 2,828 amas, meaning 2,828 amas each time when you're going to the Zavius. Zavius means to the corners. Okay, so that's obviously much better, said the Chon. Merubois, Ketav Ras, Kedishia, Niskav is obvious, he gets rewarded, not really rewarded, but he gets an extra bonus, if you will, in the corners. Now, in this whole Mishnah, do we talk about anybody putting down pas? No. The basis of this Erev is based on that he says, I want my Erev to be kind of here or there, or, but there's no pas. Says Imar V'dusha Amru, this is what we've been learning, and we've had this Mishnah already before. Ani Ma'arev Beraglav. This fellow is like an Ani. This person could be a multimillionaire, but since he is not home, and he's wandering in this wilderness, and he doesn't even know where he is, he's like an Ani. That he cannot depend on his bread, he can't depend on anything except Avinu Shebashamayim. So in that sense, he is an Ani, that he's not home. Amre Meir Anuay Lano Ela Ani. The whole halacha of doing Ma'arev Beraglav, let your feet do the walking instead of your pas. This only applies to an ani or this type of traveler that we spoke about. But if you don't even know echad ani v'echad osher, anybody can go and be ma'arev beraglav. You don't have to put down the pas. The ma'arev pas el hakel al osher shlo yetsi v'yarev beraglav. The only reason why we talk about putting that pass is to tell you that the Oshir, the rich guy, he doesn't have to each time run to the Mokum Eruv. He can go and send a Shliach. He can go and ask someone for a toiva, or pay somebody a few dollars and say, can you do me a favor? I don't have time. Please go out to the 2,000 Amma line. How do you know where that 2,000 Amma line is? In many Jewish communities today, they have a sign, Ad Kan Mokum Mo Eruv. Here we're talking about the Eruv Echatzeris from the Mokum Eruv Echumen. In other words, here's the Tchum end, Ad Kan Atchum. Go and take out by the Tchum, put down the food over there, and I'll be able to then walk another 2,000 amas beyond that on Shabbos. Good. Zokimar, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, if you say Shvisosi Tachtov, what's the din that Loi Omar Klum? Freitim Amai Loi Omar Klum, what does that mean? Amar Rav Li Omar Klum Kol Iker. That filu Tachtov Shal Ilan Le Motzi Ozel. According to Rav, you get nothing except for 4 amas. Remember, what did this person want to do? He is 2,000 amas away from a tree. He says, I want my shvisa to be under the tree. Doesn't work. Even where he is standing, he doesn't get shvisa either. Because I don't want shvisa here. I want my shvisa over there. So he becomes kereach mikan the kereach mikan, and all he has is 4 amas for the rest of Shabbos. Nothing more, nothing less. That's the Loyom HaKlum. Well, Shmuel Omer, Loyom HaKlum lebeisa, he can't get home. But he can get to the tree. And therefore the tree itself becomes like a tug of war, chamer gamel, schlepping him this way and that way. What does that mean? So we have an extensive Rashi over here, but bikitsur, what Rashi says is something very, very simple. You have the tree midway between where this person is stuck, Erev Shabbos, finish mushes, and between the guy's home. From where he is to the tree is 2,000 amas. From the tree to his home is 2,000 amas. If he says, I want to reside be'ikrai, the trunk of the tree, that would be perfect. He'd be able to walk until the trunk, 2,000 amas, and now he gets the benefit of his additional 8 of the 2,000 amas from the trunk, he gets home. But he didn't say that. He just said, shvisosi tachtov, not be'ikrai. So, Rashi gives an example. Let's assume that this is a very wide tree, in terms of not just the trunk, but we're talking about the nof. Nof means all the foliage, all the branches, and all the leaves. So from one end of the tree to the other end of the tree, says Rashi, is lamashal 30 amas. 30 amas altogether. Okay. Now, if this person were to, and the Gemara talks about sofin and dorin. Sofin means that part that happens to be closer to his home. He's traveling in a northern direction. So the northern part of the tree is closer to his home. Where he is standing is to the south of that tree. That's the Durin. That's what the Gemara refers to. So now, he really would like to be able to get home. Doesn't everybody want to be home Shabbos? With their wife, with their kids, with their mishpacha, with their, even if you're just single, you want to be home in your own bed, in your own dining room. Good. So if you have the tree, ideally what he should have said is, I want my kinyan to be kona at the southern side of the tree, that northern side, that's the side which is closer to his home, that's only 2,000 amas. He would have been able to get home. Because from where he is standing to the northern part of the tree, it's 2,000 amas. From there, another 2,000 he gets home, perfect. However, since he didn't say the southern side, I'm going to be machmer on him and say, he said, shvisosi tachtav, maybe he meant the Durham side. The Durham side is that side which is closer to him. That, unfortunately, is 30 amas away from the tzofin side of the tree, because by definition, the tree is 30 amas wide. Uh-oh, he won't be able to get home, because from the Durham side of the tree to his home is 2,030 amas, more than 2,000. Rabbeisai, he lost his chance to get home. So that's what the Gemara means. Balindu min atzofin. He wants to be able to go and measure from the northern part of the tree and get home, because from there to home is only 2,000 amas. He said, oh, no. Since you didn't specify tzofin, moidu le min adorim. All you get is from the dorim. And that dorim, unfortunately, is 30 amas removed. It's too long, too far away from your home. Avada says Shmuel, you can get to the tree. And you can stay underneath the tree the whole Shabbos. That's within 2,000 amas of where you found yourself there in the wilderness. So when it says Liyom Reklam in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean that he doesn't get anything. He does get 2,000 amas, but he doesn't get home because he's going to be stuck under the tree. Now what happens Bolim Doim in Adorim? What happens if we want to go and measure from Dorim? That's the side which is closest to him. So you're going to say, that's not going to help him go home, for sure not, because it's still 30 amas until Tzofayim and then another 2,000 amas. But what he's hoping is at least to be able to walk backwards, meaning from wherever he happens to be, Misha Boba Derech, he wants to be able to go 30 amas in the other direction. Why? Because maybe my Kinyan Shvisa started at the Dorim side of the tree. And from where I'm standing till the tree is only 1,970 amas, because the tree is another 30 amas altogether. So it's 1,970. So I want to be able to at least walk back 30 amas. Says Imari, you can't do that either. Because Balim Dimar Adorim, Balim Dimar, we tell him, no, maybe you're going to Shvisa on the Tzofen side at the end of your full 2,000 amas. Not at the 1,970 amaline, but at the 2,000 amaline. And so therefore, you're stuck between where you are and till the end of the tree. But from there, you cannot go home, nor can you walk back 30 amas. And that's what Imar means, that it's a Chamor Gam. Frankly, more yet, my time of the Rav. Why does Rav say loyim aklum? Shemdli mesayim asra. It's very simple. He didn't pinpoint a particular place under the tree. Had he said, "I want to be on the Tzofen side of the tree or the Dorim side of the tree," that would have been great. But he didn't say that. He just said tree. Oh, tree is 30 amos wide. He lost it. That's why when he says the ikroi, the trunk, then we know exactly where the trunk is. He specified. So you have to be very, very specific. There's another pshat. Anything which is not b'zeh achar zeh, it doesn't work with basachas. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to give us a number of examples in a number of moments. But in our case, what means kosh ein b'zeh achar zeh? What happens if a person would say at Bein HaShemoshes, I want my Mokum Shvisa should be exactly over here. And then 2 minutes later he says, you know what, I changed my mind. I want my Mokum Shvisa to be over there. It's too late. Kosha Ina Bezeach HaZeh, if you cannot do one after the other, because once you've stipulated where you want to make your Mokum Shvisa, you cannot change it, then even Basachas, even if you try to do it simultaneously, it also doesn't work. Meaning you have to be Kohen Shvisa somewhere under the tree. If you had said initially, I want to go to the Dorim side of the tree, then you could not change that to Tzofen. If you said initially the Tzofen side of the tree, then you couldn't change it to Dorim. So therefore you cannot say simultaneously Tzofen the Dorim by saying Shvisa Shitachtav Afilu Bezeh Afilu Basachas Einar. My benai will be the difference between the two svaras. What happens if there is, not that he said, I want these four amas, and then he says, I want these four amas, or he says, eight amas together, that would be the basachas, he says, I want four out of eight. According to the first pshat, he still hadn't told us which four he wants, he just says, four out of eight. Here he says very clearly, I don't want eight, I want four. Four out of the eight. This tree, for instance, let's say it's not 30 like Shmuel said before, it's only eight amas wide. I don't want to be kind of under the whole eight. I want to be kind of four out of the eight. According to the first man, Yomar, I still don't know which one. Is it the right one or the left one? The north one or the south one? I don't know. But according to the second shot, here's okay. Because he's not saying, I want first the right four and then the left four. He says, I only want four. Which four? He didn't specify. But as long as he didn't say eight, he said four out of the eight, according to the second man, Yomar would be fine. With this, we've concluded the daf for daf mentes. Now you know that Daf Nun is tomorrow, which is Yom Kippur, and we won't be able to tape it tomorrow. So Barry suggested that those that have the time and the patience, we're going to try to go and do Daf Nun now as well. And Daf Nun is relatively easy compared to other blatter. So you're all welcome to stay along for Daf Nun. We're going to start now from Gufa. Omer Rabba kol dobre she'ena b'zachar zeh, afilu abas achas enay. Any time that you cannot do one after the other, you can also not do it simultaneously. And that's what we said here about the Erev. You cannot say initially, I want the right four Amis, and then say a second later, I want the left four Amis. Once you stipulate one, you're stuck with it. So if you tried to go and do all eight Amis together, right and left, four plus four at the same time, kol shebeinu b'zechazeh, afilu abas achas enay. The Gemara is going to ask kashas from three other places. Place number one is Gemara Eis ve'abai l'rabo hamar be'mais rois peroisim esukonim amais roisim mikul kolin. Person has l'moshel 100 bushels of wheat, and he has to go and give truma and mais. Well, truma he already took care of. Truma is done, but now he has to give mais, and he has 100 bushels. So you know what? How much is mais? Mais, of course, is a tenth. A 10 out of 100. Anybody have any idea of how much a tenth is of 100? It's 10. Does everybody agree that a tenth of 100 is 10? Yes. Okay, I see from everybody's reaction, yes, that it is 10. We all agree. Fine. What happens if this person wants to be super generous? After all, tefillah utztaka, mavir and tshuva tefillah utztaka, mavir is roya hagzeira, roya hagzeira, and therefore he wants to give tzedakah, he wants to be generous, he wants to give the lady more. Instead of giving one-tenth, he gives the marshal one-fifth, 20%. Yeah, nice guy. He's a really great guy. Out of the 100, he gave 20 to the lady. Says the Gemara, Peroisim Mesukanin, Umaisroisim Mekukanin. The 80 that he left behind, he did a great job, no problem. All he has to do now is give Maisr Sheni and Maisr Ani, but otherwise the payers are great. The Maisr that he gave to the Levi, unfortunately, are Mekukanin. Why are they mekulkal? Because only 10 out of the 20 that he gave are real maaser. The other 10 were originally tevel. And you can't go and give more than maaser, because the Torah says you have to go and give maaser. The Torah is very specific. When it comes to truma, the Torah doesn't say how much. Therefore the Chacham said, yeah, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. As much as you want. But Maisa, you gotta go and give 10%. And he gave 20%. So, he did a great job to give on his chulin. The remaining 80 are fine. But the 20 that he gave are mikukolin, because they have a mixture of Maisa and Tevel mixed together as one. Afraid tomorrow, Mai. Why do you say that? What happens if a person were to take 10 of the 100 and say, I'm giving Meiser for the other 90, in other words, Meiser 10 out of the 100, that would work perfectly. He's got 90 left. And now he says, you know what? I decide I want to give another 10 out of the remaining 90, I want to give another 9 to the lady. That would be totally ineffective. It's nice, it's a very nice gesture, but it's ineffective, because once you've done the Meiser, you can't do Meiser a second time. You're done, right? If you've done a bris on a child, you can't do a second bris. If you've done a pinyon of ben, you can do a second pinyon of ben. You're done. So, kol she'ein b'zeachazeh. Afilu b'bas achaz, einoi. So if it doesn't work one after the other, then how can you go and give the maisers together at the same time and say, I'm giving 20, and it works, that is, chulin is, peirois in mesukan, and it shouldn't be mesukan. Kol she'ein b'zeachazeh, just if it can't work one after the other, afilu b'bas achazeh, it shouldn't work if he does it simultaneously. Everything more shining mass is the Isla Chatzoy. Maiser is a special case, it's an exception to the rule. Why is it an exception to the rule? Because Maiser is Chal even Lechatzoy. What means Lechatzoy? If you have large bushels and you have altogether 100 bushels of wheat, you're supposed to give 10. What happens if you give 20? When you give 20, 10 out of the 20. Now, not 10 separate out of the 20, but means 50% of each one of these long bushels is going to become Maiser, and the other 50% is going to remain Tevel. Because when you go and give Maiser, you don't have to go and give Dafka full bushels, you can give half bushels. So I'm giving 10% to the lady. I didn't take out 10 out of the 100, I took out 20. When I give 20 to him, 50% of the 20, which of course bottom line means 10, but 50% of each one of the bushels has become Maiser. It's indivisible 50%. But Balamais, each one of them. And that's why the Gemara says, Shani Maiser, the Isl Chatzoy. That each one of the bushels gets Chutzi Maiser on it. For instance, the Omar Tiktush Palga Palga the Chitza. What happens if he says the Chatchila? The reason why I'm giving you 20 is because I want half of each one of these chitim, of these bushels. I want half to become Maiser. Kachin works. And so therefore, if the person says, I want all 20 to be Maiser, it also works. Because since it works halfway, 50%, it works 100%. So this is an exception to the rule, because here it is a case that it works with Basachas, because each one of the chitim you could ascribe 50%. And therefore, instead of taking 20 and saying that I want 50% to become Maiser, I give 20 and I say that 100% become Maiser. So 50% of the 20 will become Maiser. The other 50% will be Tevel. And therefore it's Ma'urav Maisroisim Mikul Kalim. Paperoisim Misukalim. Ma'aser behema means that every year, if a person has 10 or more new shepselach, a new 10 behemoths that grew into his flock, then he has to go and count them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kol ha-sheyavar tachas ha-shovet. They go underneath the shevet, go in a narrow passageway in the corral. Hu asir yiyah kodesh l'Hashem, number 10, happens to be kodesh. Okay. The one am is va'omar rabba. What it says inside, it says rabba, no. Va'omar rabba, yotishnayim basiri. What happens if one went out and two and three and four and five and nine, and then when it comes to number 10, two went out at the same time? Obviously, each one of them must have been very skinny, and the two skinny little animals pushed the way in as number 10. V'korna siri, and he called them 10. So what happens now? The halach is asir v'achad osam u'rav zeh b'zeh, that one is 10, the other is 11, and both of them have kedusha, and both of them have to be brought for karbanos. And Rashi says, since one is ma'aser behema and the other one will be a shlamim, so then you go and work it out, and you use the common, lowest common denominator of both. Rashi makes a ganz cheshvin, v'atnuvas k'choz v'shoik, and the sochim, ayin b'rashi. Anyway, both of them are kosher animals and bring them for kabbalas. Why? If you would have taken number 10 and let it go through and you call it asiri, then it'll be number 10. If number 11 goes through and you call it asiri, dvarim betalim umavutalim, it would be nothing, because it's ein b'zeh achazeh. Once you've designated asiri, you can't go and make number 11 into asiri. By definition, only number 10 is the asiri, not number 11. So why, when they go out together, do you say that both happen to be kadosh? Kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh, afil b'bas achas, einoi. And here we can't give the teretz that we gave before of half chitin. Here you can't give a half a behema for mas behema. It's got to be a full behema. Everything mas behema is also an exception to the rule. Shana mas behema, the isa b'zeach hazeh b'to'os. If you made a mistake, then in fact 10 and 11 do become kadosh, even though they went b'zeh achar zeh. What do you mean? Did not we learn back in Maseches B'chayrois? Kar v'chi asiri, ul asiri chi, ul achar osa asiri, shlosh de mikudoshin. What happens? You have again your 10 animals lined up, and all of these animals seem kind of frisky, and they're kind of running in all directions, and you kind of get discombobulated, and you started counting 1, 2, 3, 4, through number 8, and then when it came to number 9, you got mixed up, and boom, you called it 10 by mistake. And then when number 10 goes through, you say, hey, didn't I skip one? Oh no, what did I do? And now he called Asiri, he called the Chi, he called that 9. Oh, all right, I took care of it. I called number 9, 10, and I called number 10, I called 9. And then the next one comes on the line, and he says, well, Achad Asa Asiri, since I just said 9, this must be 10. So now three of them all have a Shaychus in the Mas of Behemoth. The real one, of course, is number 10, but he called that 9. Number 9, he called 10. Number 11, he called 10. Shloshim and Kedusha, all three of them get a degree of Kedusha. They don't get the same degree of Kedusha. In Sechtas Pachoyres, it says that number 1 is Nechal B'mumay, meaning that you don't bring it for a carbon since it's only number 9. You called it 10, but it's only number 9. So what you do is, you wait till it gets a mum, and you shecht it outside of this Mikdash. Number 10 is the bona fide Masa Behema, and number 11 is Ishlam. So you see that if the person made a mistake in his count, it gets Kedusha. So there is a Bazer Achar Zeh quality to Masa Behema. So therefore, if it happens, the Bas Achas, the two squeezed through at the same time, it also becomes Kodesh. Frank, tomorrow, let me ask you a new kasha. Baritoida, the less of it toys. The less of Zechazah. Baritoida, don't give me these answers that you just gave about a toys and Zechazah. The Idmar. Now, what are we talking about a toida? When a person brings a carbon toida, a toida is a thanksgiving offering to Hashem. It's a special din. Besides the animal that you bring for a carbon, you have to add 40 chalos. But only 40, not 80. Only 40 chalos. The Itmar, what happens to the Shnishchot al Shmoinim Chalas? The person wants to be generous. I know I'm going to have a lot of guests for this Thanksgiving Toda, so he makes 80 Chalas. What's the din? Chizki Omar Kinchu Allah Mem Mitar Shmoinim. 40 out of the 80 become Kaddish. I don't know which ones, but 40 out of the 80 become Kaddish. B'yoychan Omar Loi Kinchu Allah Mem Mitar Shmoinim. No, zero. Nothing becomes Kaddish. So, Freyti Gemara, I don't understand now, how did Rabbah say at the top of the Amud? Kol she'en b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'asachas einoi. That was the reason of Rav. Here, if you would have shechted based on 40 chalas, and then after you shechted, you'd say, let me take another 40 chalas. You 40 chalas, you're all to Kodesh. Well, it doesn't work. You can only go and be matish 40 chalas lach metoida. And therefore, once you bring your 40, you shech the carbon. It's the shechting of the carbon that imbues the 40 lach metoida with kedushas carbon toida. If after the shechita, b'shas zrika, I bring up another 40 and say, okay, I want these 40 also to become kodesh, worthless. That's what we call einoi b'zeh achar zeh. Only the first 40 and not the second 40. So, Frank Dimara, how does Chizkiya say that if you bring 80 together, that it works? It shouldn't work. We should say that all the thing, all 80 is decimated. And in fact, that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Like Kitshula, nothing happened. But Dimara is asking Akasha on Rabbah from Chizkiya. Are you telling me that you're arguing with Chizkiya? Then what's so terrible if you argue with Chizkiya? It learns like Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara would prefer saying that he goes according to everybody, not just according to one Madiyah, right? Besides the fact that Chizkiya was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, and typically when we have a machloikis between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to paskin like Chizkiya. Therefore, that being the case, Gemara doesn't want to go and make a machloikis that Rav is going against Chizkiya. Everything Gemara is an ishka problem. Ha'itmar lo, don't you remember Om Reb Zera, what does it say on the side? Ches, Om Reb, Reb Yossi ben Levi, Reb Shua ben Levi. So, Machlokes, who said this? Reb Zera, Reb Shua ben Levi. Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. In other words, we're now defining and limiting the Machlokes between Cheski and Reb Yochanan. Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. Hechon the Omer, the Kachu, Arboi Metoch Shmoedim. If he says, I only want 40 out of the 80, I'm bringing 80 here to the base of English, but only 40 should become Kodesh, the Kachi. That 40 become Kodesh. If he says, if he says, no, I insist that all 80 must become Kodesh. Everybody would agree that it's zero. Kodesh. Because kol b'zeh achar zeh, afil b'bas achas einay. Keep pligi with the machleik of the stomach, that he didn't say anything express. Rather, he took 80, and he brought 80 to the base of Midrash. Mar sova lechrayus kol mechaven. Says Chizki, you know why the person brought 80? He wants to be on the safe side. You never know, 40 of them might roll off the truck. They could fall off the back of the chamar. They might fall into the street and get dirty, schmutzig. They might get tamei. Who knows what might happen? Let's bring 80 to be on the safe side. You know, you have these people that are always super cautious. They always make sure to have a backup reserve just in case. And therefore, when he brought the 80, even though he didn't say it for Fadish, he meant 40 out of the 80. On to the top of the Amud base. Umar Savar and Chesky said, no, the carbon God will come and have, and he meant 80. And if you mean 80, it doesn't work. So therefore, in fact, Rabbah is consistent with both Chesky and Rabbi Yochanan, because if the person said, I only want 40, and that's everybody agree if he says only 140? Everybody agrees to Kadshi. And that's, in our case too, if he said 4 out of 8 Amos, only 1/4 out of the 8. That works. The problem is if he doesn't designate and he wants all 8, then you got a problem. If you want all 80, you got a problem. Okay, put two dots over here. Nushtik. Om Rabbi. Lo yishonu el be'ilon she'tachtav yud beis amma. A be'ilon she'tachtav yud beis amma harin miktas beis v'nikar. We're talking a liba de Rav. Rav says that if you put, you're standing 2,000 amas away from a tree, and you say, shvisasi tachtav, I want my mokum shvisa to be underneath that tree, says, amishta lo yamaklo. Why? So Rav said the first reason is because loy misayim. He didn't pinpoint exactly where he wants the 40 amas to begin and to end. That's only if the ilan was 12 amas wide. If it's only 11 amas wide, then we assume that his bias, which means his mokum shvisa, is going to be the middle 4 amos, and then you can have on both sides 3.5 on one side, 3.5 on the other side, and so therefore the 4 amos are going to include a bit and pieces of all three segments. In other words, if you had 12 amas altogether in the width of the tree, so you have the right, the middle, and the left. But since you only have 11 amos, there, all the amos, if you will, are leaning one over the other, they're overlapping. So the middle 4 amos is 4 amos in the middle, but they also take a shtickel of the 4 amos from the right, because there's only 3.5 left. So it took away half an amma from the right. It also took away half an amma from the left. So therefore, it's as if all three segments have a shaykhis to the middle 4 ammais, and therefore it's koinish shvisa in the middle 4 ammais. That's what Gemara means, miktas beis v'nikar. Matzah v'vun v'ed av Yeshua, v'imai de raboi mitziyasa kamasayim, v'dum v'aboi de kahin gisa, v'aboi de hai gisa kamasayim. Why do you automatically assume that he meant the 4 ammais in the middle, and that takes a shtickle of half an amma from the right, and half an amma from the left? No, maybe he meant the 4 amas on the right. Maybe he meant the 4 amas from the left. How do you know he meant the middle 4? And therefore, Ela Marvuna Bereid of Yeshua, much simpler. When does Rav say that you have to be Messiah Mokon, that you have to designate a spot? That's when the Ilan is 8 amas wide. Since he didn't designate which 4 amas, he might have meant the right, or he might have meant the left. I don't know which ones he meant, the right or the left. Therefore, the halacha is loy omar klum. Abayim shatach of zayin amas. If underneath the ilan you only had 7 amas altogether, harim mixes beisay nicker. Regardless whether he meant the right one or he meant the left one, you always have an overlap because there are only 7 altogether. So if he meant the right 4 amas, so then 1 amma from the left side is included in the right, and if he meant the left side, 1 amma from the right is included in the left. And if he meant the middle 4 ammais, then you have 4, and then you have 1.5, 1.5 on both sides. The point is, which any 4 ammais underneath this tree has to include a part of the north, the south, the middle. Wherever you're going to go and slice it and give him 4 ammais, it's going to have a piece from the other side, so to speak. Why? Because there are only 7 ammais altogether. So 4 is going to have to take a little piece from. So if you want from the north 4 amas, it's going to have 1 amma also from the south. If you wanted 4 southern amas, it's going to have a little bit from the north. And certainly if you have in the middle, you have from both sides. Tanya kevosid Rav, Tanya kevosid Shmuel. We had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you have 0, the omer klum. And Shmuel says you have at least all the way from the place, Mishabo Baderech, until the tree, the 2,000 amas. So we're going to have machloikas and brises. Tani kavos the Rav, Tani kavos the Shmuel. Tani kavos the Rav. Remember, Rav says you get nothing. So Misha bo baderech, a person is coming on the road. V'choshkele, and stark. V'yimaka ilon together. So far, the brise is word for word like our Mishnah on Memtes Amid Beis. Person is traveling. It's dark. V'yimaka ilon together. He recognizes a particular tree or a particular wall. V'yama shvisasi tachlin. He says, my shvisa should be under that, lemush under the tree. Like it says in Amish. If he says, I want the Shvisa, it should be in a specific place. Oh, specific? Then he can go all the way to that place, assuming that it's within his 2,000 amis. And he give ois amokim from that specific place. Then he can walk another 2,000 amis. Give aldik. But when he said mokim ploini, it has to be an identifiable place. The word means identifiable. You can't go and say, I want that my 2,000 amis should be there at that blade of grass. Which blade of grass? There are 1,000 blades of grass, a room, all around. You have to identify a particular place. So what's a mokum sin? Keep going to Shavas Batel, Shugva Yitvachim, for Midal Ramas, Abbasasayim. There happens to be a particular mound that is 2,000 amas from where he is standing. And that mound happens to be 10 tvachim tall, and it's 4 amas wide. It can even be very, very large and for Abbasasayim. In other words, it's an identifiable place. Bechem Biko, it happens to be a valley, Shua Muka Yud, it's 10 tvachim deep. Again, it's a mokum nikir, a mokum choshev. It's a mokum suyam. He designated that place. Then he's koinish vis a mokshem suyam. If it's not a mokum suyam, in other words, it's just a blade of grass, or even if it's a mound, it's not 10 tvachim tall, it's only 3 tvachim tall, 5 tvachim tall, 8 tvachim tall. It's not 4 amas wide, only 3 amas wide. It has such little chashivas because you have like 100 mounds like that all over and 100 little crevices like that all over. It's mokajim. So you only get dalad amis altogether, 4 amis. Stop. Why did you only get 4 amis? Okay, he wasn't coined by that mound. He wasn't coined by that crevice, by that bika. But he should get 2,000 amis from where he's standing. The answer is, this is going according to Rav. The Rav says, if you didn't do a good king of shvisa like you said shvisasi tachtav underneath the tree, you get nothing. You only get your 4 amas. Toshteto on the price, you only get 4 amas. A direct raya to Rav. Let's finish off the price. Ho yishnayim. What happens if you have 2 people traveling together? Echad makir venish ena makir. One is a local and he recognizes that tree is 2,000 amas away. The other person is a stranger and he says, I really don't know. He could say to the makir, you know the terrain, you're a local, whatever you decide is good for me too. So he makes him his shliach to be koina eder for him. It works both for him and for the ena makir. It's got to be that he specifies 4 amas. If he's not, he doesn't specify exactly which 4 amas. He's stuck where he is, he only gets dalad amis. Again, that's a brisa like Rav, because Rav says you only get 4 amis, nothing more, nothing less, in a case where you tried to be designate a place, but you did it incorrectly. You just said shvisasi tachtav, or namokim she'enim mesuyam, you only get 4 amis. Because Shmuel says you always get 2,000 amis. If your attempt to make a kinyan shvisa 2,000 amas away under the tree or on this mound or in this valley doesn't work, okay, but at least you get from where you're standing, you get 2,000 amas. Amalek Shmuel Achma Yiskin and say Shmuel, nah, this price is talking about a special case. You're going to ikam imokam ragla viad ikroi trei alfi viarba garmidi. From where he's standing until the trunk of the tree, you have exactly 2,004 amos. The mukmis lay beidach kisa the ilon komle lebar mitchuma. Since this tree is altogether 8 wide, from where he is standing to the middle of the tree is 2,004 amos. From that middle of the tree to the other side is another 4 amois. That's already beyond this 2,004 amois. And therefore the Brice is telling us is that if you are able to be Messiah and Duchta, to go and specify a particular part under the tree, which means the part of the tree which is closer to you until the trunk, that's 4 amois, together with your 2,000 amois that you're allowed to walk, you have 2,004 altogether. So then you can get to the trunk of the tree, and that would be great, and then from there you can get home. However, the other side of the tree is beyond your 2,004. If you identify the second part of the tree, which is closer to home, which is 2,005, 2,006, Kamle the bar mitchum is beyond this tchum. So isim dal ames motzi azul. If he specified the first four amois, he's okay. The loyle motzi azul. But if he didn't, he's on the other four. It's no good. So that's what the Gemara means liyamaklum. The Yamaklum is because of the fact that he didn't designate where he wants to be. It could be that his designation would have brought him to the other side of the tree. That side is already beyond his tchum. Therefore, leimotzi ozel. In a normal case, says Shmuel, you would be able to go 2,000 amos. But in this type of unique case, where it's 2,004 and then another four, no good. Zoki Moratani wasn't Shmuel bring your right to Shmuel. Tov iru v'shtei ruchais. What happens if you have a person who was a little bit absent-minded and he made two separate Erevin, one to the north and one to the south, or one to the north, one to the east, whatever. Or kimduma u'shem arvin, and this goes together. Tov iru v'shtei ruchais. Kimduma hoya shem arvin lo v'shtei ruchais. He thought that you can make an Erev to two ruchais. In other words, he thought, "Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I can do whatever I want. I can go north and go south." He made eight of them to two directions. Oishom levadav, he said to two shlichim, to two avadav, to uv irvali, please go out and make an eight. Echad irv levitzaf, and one went to the north, echad irv levitzaf, one went to the south. So what happens now? Now, it's terrible. One made to north, one made to south. He himself made to north and to south, mistakenly. So according to Rav Lechayra, since he wanted to make an Erev somewhere else, and it doesn't work, you cannot go and make an Erev both in north and in south, unless it's only 1,000 amos or whatever, in each direction. If you make your full 2,000 amos, it won't work. So the point is, obviously this person made a big, big boo-boo. According to Rav, it should be Leia Merklom. Just like Shvi Sossi Taktum under the tree, it doesn't work. So I tried making Shvi, it doesn't work. Where I am sitting now, where I'm residing, I didn't make Shvisa, so I get zero. The Gemara doesn't say you get zero. What happens, says the Braisa? What you can do is, Mahalach letzofein beiruvoi ki eiruvoi ledorim. Uledorim ki eiruvoi letzofein. What does that mean? What happens if you put one Erev, you didn't put the Erev at the most extreme 2,000 Amma line, you put your northern Erev at the 1,000 Amma line. And you put your south Erev again to the 1,000 Amma line. Now, the person's intention was to be able to go 1,000 to the north and another 2,000 beyond that to the north. Or to go 1,000 to the south and another 2,000 to the south. But you can't do that. You can't go multiple in both directions, 2,000 and 2,000. So what do we allow him? We go and say, Mahalach letzofen k'eruv ledorim. He can go as far to tzofen as his dorim erev will allow him. And since the erev on dorim is 1,000 amos, so, and he made an erev, so he can go another 1,000 amos in the tzofen side. And the dorim to the dorim side, he can go k'eruv ledorim. Instead of being able to go a full 2,000 amos, he can only go 1,000 amos more. Why? Because he can go 2,000 amos, because he has that Dorim the Erev on the Tzofen side. Now that's all very, very good if he made each one exactly 1,000 amos away. What happens if he went and made the Tzofen at 2,000 amos? And he made the Dorim at 2,000 amos, so then he cannot go to the Tzofen side at all because he has his 2,000 on the Dorim side. He can't go to the Dorim side at all because he put his Erev Tzofen side on the 2,000 amos line. So now he's stuck in the middle. He can only get his own. He has to stay at home. He can't go to the north. He can't go to the south. Anyway, what do I see from this braisa very clearly? That if you did allow yourself some room in the Reisha case, where he put his Erev to the 1,000 Tzofen side and his 1,000 to the Dorim side, we don't say automatically, nah, Gunish mit Gunish Layom Klum, like Rav says. We give him the maximum that you can give from the Dorim Erev towards north and from the Tzofen Erev towards south. Why? Because you go like Shmuel. And Shmuel says, you give him whatever you can. You do the maximum. The Chamer Gamel, like we had on the Amud Beis. Let me tell you, so this Braisa is crystal clear like Shmuel and not like Rav. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Rav Tanahu Upalik. This price certainly cannot go according to Rav. It can only go according to Shmuel. Because according to Rav, if you make two Erevin, Leom Arklum, you're stuck. You can't go anywhere. You can't go to the right. You can't go to the left. You are stuck at home. The price is like Shmuel. Says the Gemara, but Rav is on the Madrega of a Tan. The Gemara says this in a number of places. The Gemara usually doesn't like to come on to this teretz because this is like the court of last resort. If I have no other way of answering, I say that Rav is a Tan. The reason why we say this is a court of last resort, because Rav lived in that twilight period between the end of the Tanoim and beginning of Amiroim. We never find Rav in any Mishnah. Rav doesn't exist in a Mishnah. We don't find Rav in a Braisa. So he's from the first generation of Amiroim. But because he overlapped with the Tanoim, he learned with the Tanoim together in their senior years. They all passed away and he was still alive. So therefore the Gemara occasionally will say, if I have no other choice, then he has a status like a Tana, because he lived and overlapped with the Tanaic period. And so therefore Rav disagrees with this Braisa. And Rav will hold like he interpreted the first Braisa. Remember, the first Braisa was not a knockout Kasha and Shmuel, because Shmuel gave a pshat in that Braisa. But the second Braisa is a knockout Kasha and Rav. Rav says, I'm not knocked out, I disagree with the Braisa. I have the status of a Tana. And with this Braisa, we've concluded not only Memtes, but also Daf Nun. So Yetzer Shem on Tuesday after the fast. We're going to start here from the bottom of Nun on to Daf Nun Aleph. Thank you all for participating and listening. You should all have a Gemar Chasim Metoiva Gitki Ben Shiur. And if I made a mistake today or in many of the other Shiurim throughout the year, I ask you for Mechila. If I didn't treat you nicely, if I brushed you off with your questions or whatever, I hope you're Michael me. You should have an easy and a meaningful fast and all the very best.
And similarly for you.
Oh,
thank you, Mark.
Thank you, David. Thank you for participating. It's great having you in the show. And thank you, David Reese, as well. You're in Connecticut, right, David?
Yes.
And the other David is in Florida. So we're almost north to south, almost like our Erev case. You want to make an Erev to the north, to the south, all over the United States.
So we're under a tent. How about you?